We are joined now by the head coach of the Vancouver Giants, Parker Burgess, on a night where his team picks up a 3-1 win over the visiting Spokane Chiefs. And Parker, your team snaps an 8-game slide, but is this one of those wins where it feels like some positive habits all add up to a win that was maybe a long time coming?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it really proud of the guys, not just for the win tonight, but any time or any team or any individual that goes through a stretch like we went through, it's easy to find ways out and excuses and to get down and frustrated and disappointed. But just really proud of the guys for, you know, continuing to show up and have a positive attitude and enthusiasm and working to get better, knowing that, you know, that would come to an end and that we had to work our way out of it. And, you know, I thought we talked about before the game, a bunch of small moments are going to be, that's what's going to lead to the big moment. We all wanted to win, you know, like you want the results, you want to get things going on the right track, you want to get out of a slump. And so it was just going to be a makeup of a lot of small moments. And I felt like we were confident, we had belief, we executed a lot of the things that we'd worked on in practice throughout the week. We were using indirects off the boards, we were changing, going up the ice, just winning races, winning battles, and, you know, it's a good feeling. And I'm so happy for the guys and so proud of them. Proud to be their coach tonight and every night, to be honest, but I'm just, they deserve this.
Coach, how did you feel you got the momentum back after another 20 shots on goal the first period, 9 for the Giants? How things significantly turned period two. How did you see it?
I mean, we just played to our identity, and we started getting pucks in, and it takes one line or one D pair to do it, and then the next guys see them have success, so then they go out and do it, and they keep building off of it. And yeah, I mean, the second period was the best hockey we'd played in weeks, for sure. And then the whole group just kind of, the messaging on the bench, and everybody followed suit, and we were able to translate that into a good third period. And, you know, I thought even in the first, I think, you know, the shots were 20-9 or 20-10, whatever they were, but I think 10 of them came on the power play, and, you know, a lot of perimeter shots and things like that. But our D battled in front of the net. Like, they would get pucks in, and there'd be pucks sitting there, and they were boxing guys out, getting under sticks, heavy. So it was a team effort tonight.
Coach, you know better than anybody, sometimes power plays lose you momentum, sometimes they gain you momentum. Obviously, when you score, it gets scored on as a big factor. But I thought the two power plays that the Giants had in period one, or in period two, rather, even though you didn't score, I scored on them. I felt a momentum change. I felt that your guys got quicker. There was something that made this group say, look, we haven't scored a lot of goals lately, but we can play in their zone. We can get into that. We can wear that team down. We can create offense in the offensive zone. And it was shortly after that, I think, that you scored on that situation. But that was a case I really think you guys all of a sudden – there was you played so united. There were guys all together. And honestly, the long run, I thought you even worn this team down. I thought physically you were a better team tonight.
Yeah, and we actually mentioned that in the post game with the guys, that was – I felt like that was a turning point in the game, was those two power plays. And it wasn't about – like you said, obviously you want to score. Shots are nice. The plays are nice. But I think what it was the races and battles to get pucks back and to keep it alive in the zone. And then once – your power play guys are, you know, when they get a power play, every eye is on the bench being like, how hard are these guys going to work? You know, what's their compete going to be like? So I think it became infectious when the rest of the guys saw Gerois and Olsen and Aginla and Tomic and Sharp and all these guys, like, there'd be a loose puck and two guys would be racing and we would get there and then there'd be a battle and then there was another black jersey in there and then we got the puck and we got it back up top and we reset it and we got some more shots. And then the guys saw that and it was like, hey, like that's the effort that it's going to take. And then we were able to continue that into our 5-on-5 play.
And it just took playing with one man extra in a power play, even though you didn't score, to get that mindset, right?
Yeah, it just clicked for the guys. And, you know, you want to score, but to your point, the power plays are either going to build momentum or take momentum away and give it to the other team if they get a good kill. And you wear teams down like that, too. You make the goalie go up and down. They got to block some shots. They got to battle. They're stuck in their zone for a minute or two. So, yeah, I think you're spot on in your assessment that was a huge turning point tonight.
I chatted with the first star of tonight's hockey game, your goaltender Kelton Pyne, after the game this evening and congratulated him on his first home ice victory of the season. He was not aware of that fact. Were the guys in the room aware of that and maybe trying extra hard to seal this one up for him?
No. I think Kelton's played a lot better than his record this year. I until you told me that, I wasn't even aware of that. I know that he's, like, you look at the Red Deer game, you know, he's been on the wrong side of some games that he's done an incredible job, and really happy for him. And I know the team, he's a great teammate. He's beloved in the locker room. And so the guys, not necessarily about the first home win, but I think they're just really happy for him and really, yeah, and really proud of him because he's such a great dude and such a great teammate.
Coach, I've never seen a worse call on a penalty shot. What was that call all about?
Yeah, my argument was there was no separation. It wasn't like a clean cut. Like, it was a penalty probably.
Yeah, that's exactly what we said.
It was a penalty. But it's funny because Wasey and I were talking about that. Sometimes, you know, you're looking at like, okay, we had all this momentum. I think, did it happen right after we scored? Like right around then?
Yeah, I think it did.
And so we had a lot of momentum in life. And you think about, okay, if they call the penalty and then they get 2 minutes on the power play, maybe they get one or they get the momentum back. They start taking shots, wearing us down. Mm. So obviously, you know, hindsight's 20/20, and we, you know, Piner made the save and then we were off to the races.
You were better off making the save.
But it's like, okay, maybe we take a one shot and trust our goalie, and maybe it's not the end of the world. And worst case scenario, in the moment, I was not thrilled with the call. But you know, ultimately, you know, Kelton's good at breakaways and he practiced him. You know, Sparks, he's a great player and he had the first goal. So the fact that it was him, I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, I mean, that was a good turning point too, where, you know, the guys, once that save happened, it was like, again, the belief and the confidence just elevated on the bench.
We talked about a momentum shift in the second period of tonight's game. For me, I think it started late in the first, and it was a shift that was spearheaded by Jacob Oreskovic with sustained pressure in the offensive zone. I think he carried the puck in and then retrieved it along the end wall. It seemed like things were starting to turn a little bit.
Yep.
This is my way of asking, what did you think of Oreskovic's game tonight?
Yeah, I thought he played hard. He showed leadership, you know, just working up and down the ice, being heavy on pucks. His line with Volo and Joe did a great job. And you saw, too, like, for a guy like Brett Olsen, who's carried so much of the load, you know, and when you Misha comes in and he gets two goals, and it's great to have him back. But it's not just about having that one player back. It's about where it slots everybody else. And then it takes a little bit of weight and pressure off of Brett. And it's the same with, like, getting Caleb back on the back end. Takes a little pressure and weight off Sharpie. Takes a little pressure weight off Lance. And so just getting those guys back, it just adds depth and stability. And but I thought, yeah, I thought Jake worked and, you know, penalty kill. And he was taking pucks and moving his feet. And, yeah, I thought he was really effective tonight.
At the end of the game, when the goaltender was out, how do you decide who takes a faceoff? Is either going to be Volotovsky or is going to be Olsen on either side? Does it just depend what shot?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, Volo's pretty good on both sides. Brett's still young. Like, faceoffs are one thing I've learned. Like, it's hard for younger guys because they're whether, you know, I've had some great, great young centermen. And you look at Sidney Crosby, like, that was one of the things he had to work on the most. And I think when you come up and you move up levels, you know, you're used to being quicker or stronger than the other guy. And then when you have 16-17 year olds taking draws against like 20 year olds, you know, that Peter guy is big, he's strong, he's old. Volo, our guy, is big, strong, been in the league for 5 years. He's got 95 different ways he can beat you. He studies it. But we also, like, in those situations, you need a guy like Olsen. And he showed, like, we have confidence in him, but you need him going through those big face-offs because he's going to be a big part of it down the road. He's a big part of it now. He's a big part of the future. So he needs to get in the circle when the game's on the line and the goalie's pulled and feeling the pressure of that big face-off. And, yeah, we have confidence in him. Volo kind of depends on the side, who's fresh, but both of them we have confidence in.
We were talking about him just before you joined us here at the table, and easy subject on a night where he scores the game-winning goal, but it seems like Joe Iginla is getting more comfortable in a Giants jersey with every passing game. Would you agree that that's the case?
Yeah, he's skating and having fun and practicing hard and showing his competitiveness and his energy and passion. I think we talked about it a little bit last week when I was here. Like, you started to see, like, mm-hmm. those those okay. Like I wanted to be the guy where I was, but you know, I got a lot of older guys. The team's deep. I'm kind of stuck. So you go through the move, and then you come into our situation, and now you know, especially with the injuries, he was hurt for a little bit. Then he comes back, and it's like new team plus a bunch of guys are out. Now you have all this responsibility, and you're kind of like figuring it all out. And then by game and week by week, all the practices, you start to build it. You get more comfortable. And, yeah, I think every game he's played since he's been back, he's gotten better.
Let me ask you, you probably heard me say just when you walked in, I'm thinking, you know, in the third period, okay, you don't want to leave zone early. And I look up, and all of a sudden there's a stretch pass to Aguinle. He's almost at the far blue line. Was that set up by Sharpie? Are they working on that, or how did you see that?
No, I think we want to, in our transition game, we want to be able to play quick. Yeah. And they got to use their instincts. And so if you see the goal, it's on the far side, right? Spokane has three or four guys changing. Joe makes a good read, and he sees Will's going back for it. Mm-hmm. And what I loved about it is he put some mustard on that pass. Like, he got it up there quick. Joe was ready for it. He skated on first touch, started driving. I think he might have got a scan or two in, so he saw the pressure coming, had his head up, and he's got a great release and a great shot, and just such a big moment for the group, and again, just elevated the bench.
Last one from me, Coach. I assume we're going to see Burke Hood between the pipes tomorrow against the Kamloops Blazers, potentially. Not sure on that, but was this always kind of circled on the calendar as a Kelton Pine start, or was this a feeling after seeing how strong he was on Sunday against Red Deer?
Well, we're very confident in both of the guys. Like, they've both played really well, even through the tough stretch, and probably deserve more wins than they have right now, but... Yeah, I think it just, you know, we have confidence in him, and Kelton played really well against Red Deer and played really well again tonight, and we'll make the decision, you know, as a staff and have some conversations, and, you know, not sure the direction we're going, but whoever we put in the net, we have the utmost confidence in, and we'll go from there.
I know you want to enjoy this one. This will be my last, but you got Kamloops coming in tomorrow, quick turnover. Any special plans? I know you focus on what the Vancouver Giants have to do, and every good coach does that. But you got the leading scorer in the Western Hockey League coming in here tomorrow night, J.P. Hurlburt. Do you make any special plans of any sort? Have you looked that far ahead?
Yeah, just know who you're on the ice against. Yeah. Like, you can't let them get 5 points. If you let him get 5 points, you're probably in trouble. So just be aware when their top line's on the ice. And if we play a similar style and play to our identity like we did tonight, then I think we're going to be okay.
And I think one game here you held him to one assist, if I'm not mistaken. So you did a really good job. Good job tonight, Coach.
Appreciate it,
guys. See you tomorrow, bud.
Yep. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. There he is, head coach Parker Burgess of the Vancouver Giants on a night where his team seals up a 3-1 victory over the visiting Spokane Chiefs.